الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا صدق الله العظيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu an explains that when they encountered that huge boulder in the trench and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down, he says that I noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a stone fastened to his belly. The reason for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fastening a stone to his belly was, Jabir radiallahu an says, لَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا, that for 3 days we did not taste anything. Forget eating something, we did not even taste anything for 3 days. So such was the hunger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied a stone to his Mubarak stomach in order to comfort himself a little and in order to keep his back straight. Jabir radiallahu an could not stand the sight that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through such hunger. So he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for permission to go home, not explaining what was the reason for him going home. He goes to his wife, Suhaila bint Mas'ud al-Ansariya radiallahu anha, and he says that I have seen this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which I cannot bear. Do you have anything in the home that we can offer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she says that we have one saw of barley. One saw is between 2 and 3 kilos of barley we have, and we have a domesticated small she goat. We can offer this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately Jabir radiallahu anhu goes and slaughters the goat. His wife begins to prepare the dough to bake the bread. And after he slaughters the animal, they prepare the meal, or they put it into a pot and they start cooking. They place it on the fire and start cooking. And when the food was about ready, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as he leaves the home, his wife says to him, La tafdahni bi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa biman ma'ahu, that do not embarrass me in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, meaning we have very little food. So don't bring too many people home. Jabir radiallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and very secretly, quietly, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, tu'aymun li, I have a little food. I have a little food. So, O Nabi of Allah, you may come with one or two people. فَقُمْ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ أَوْ رَجُلَانَ, O Nabi of Allah, you and one or two people can come to partake of this meal that we have prepared for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jabir radiallahu anhu, what have you prepared? So when he explains what food was prepared, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَثِيرٌ طَيِّبٌ, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of food you have prepared. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now makes an i'lan, he makes an announcement. Ya ahlal khandaq, inna jabiran qad sana'a suran fahayya hallam bikum. O people of the trench, O sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hundreds of sahaba were there, close to 1,000 sahaba. He says that, O people of the trench, Jabir has prepared a feast. Qad sana'a suran. Jabir has prepared a feast, so all of you should come and partake of this meal of Jabir radiallahu anhu. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that only Allah knows how embarrassed I was feeling. That I have 2 or 3 kilos of barley and one she-goat, one small goat. How are so many people going to partake of this meal? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructs him and says that do not remove the pot from the fire and do not bake the bread until I come. So Jabir radiallahu anhu now goes home before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam could reach, and he says to his wife, iftadahti, that you have been embarrassed today. You're going to be embarrassed today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the sahaba are coming. What are you going to offer to them? Initially his wife rebuked him, that didn't I tell you, do not embarrass me? But then she asks him a question, and she says, did you tell him how much food we have prepared? Did you explain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how much of food has been prepared? He says, yes, I have explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then his wife asks him, anta da'autahum aw huwa? Tell me, did you invite all the sahaba or did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invite them? There's a very big difference. Have you invited or did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invite? So he says that I did not invite all sahaba radiallahu anhu. This is what I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this announcement. So she says, da'hum. Then you don't need to worry. Then there's no need to worry. Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his rasul know better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa knows what he is doing. She understood that there's going to be a mu'jiza and a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is going to be unfolding. This was the level of understanding of this woman. And this was the yaqeen and conviction she had in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, when my wife mentioned this, then she removed a big burden from my shoulders. I was so worried. I was so grieved and so concerned. But when my wife said this, there was a huge burden that was removed off my shoulders because she comforted me in this way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the home. He takes his mubarak saliva and he places it in that pot of food. And he places it in the dough and he makes dua for barakat. Then he says to the wife of Jabir radiallahu anh, that call someone to assist you to bake the bread. Because there's a lot of bread that's going to be baked now. Call someone to assist you to bake the bread and you dish out the food. But when you're dishing out the food, don't open the pot. Don't open the lid. Just open to the extent of need, dish out the food and keep it covered. And similarly, the dough should be kept covered. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the sahaba radiallahu anhum that you may come in 10 at a time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was breaking the bread into pieces, placing the meat over it, the dish that was relished by the Arabs, the thareed dish. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preparing that thareed and offering it to the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in this way, 10 at a time, sahaba radiallahu anhum came in and ate. And that food that was prepared for 2 to 3 people, 1,000 sahaba radiallahu anhum ate of that food, that because of the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu's wife says that after all 1,000 sahaba ate, that food was still as is. The pot was still full. The dough was still as it was before we began baking. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you may eat as well and you may feed others because people are very, very hungry. She says, for that day we fed our neighbors and we fed people for the entire day out of the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was one incident of the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it comes to food. A similar incident had also taken place during these days. Amra bint Rawaha radiallahu anha was the sister of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an. And she was married to Bashir bin Sa'ad radiallahu an. So she calls her young daughter and she says to her that take these few kajur, take these few dates, which was not even a handful of date. Well, not even a handful of date. Take it and go and give it to your father Bashir and give it to your uncle, my brother, Abdullah bin Rawaha, knowing that they were going through difficulty. So she sends this one handful of kajur of dates with her young daughter. As this young girl is walking, looking for her uncle and her father, she passes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, Ta'ali ya bunayya, that, oh my young girl, come here. Ma hadha ma'ak, what do you have with you? So she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she places that kajur, those dates, in the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says that it did not even fill the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So little dates they were. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs that a cloth should be spread out, a dastarkhan should be spread out. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now takes these little dates and he places it into this cloth. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam places this khajur and these dates in this cloth, the cloth was overflowing with this khajur that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed in there. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again called all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to partake of those khajur. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum came and they ate. And as they were eating, the khajur was increasing. As they were eating, the dates were increasing. Until when all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had finished eating, then the khajur and the dates were so much that it was even falling off from the cloth that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spread out. This was also another incident of the mu'jiza of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the miracle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to barakat in the food. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.